We have nothing to fear, nothing to be afraid of, nothing to do without. Everything has been given to us in Christ. We are a race of people, new creation, none like this people. And he have invited all mankind on planet Earth to join him, receive life from him, and become a part of the family. Amen. And here he have commissioned us, the body of Christ, those who have been born again, those who have come a part of, has become a part of his family, to go and tell the rest of them what good news, what great news that he has sent to planet Earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And for some reason in the past, we're not going to talk about this much, just want to make mention. Somehow in the past, religious thinking, demonic activity, satanic oppressions, and deception have done down many. And many have trouble, I should say it, many have trouble believing God, but we want to work on that tonight with you, that you, if you're not, you become fully persuaded. There's nothing else, nobody else, nowhere else. You got it. It's here. Hello? He'll do everything he said. You just learn how to apply the rules, abide by the rule. First thing he said to Israel, hear, O Israel. Wasn't that what he said? Hear, O Israel, what? The Lord your God is what? One Lord. Hear. And when he sent Jesus, he came to make what the prophet prophesied about that would come. He came and fulfilled all of it, and it's been fulfilled. And what he want to get across to us, what we suffer with, we don't have to. The only thing that we are to suffer with, and we want to learn how to walk in this, the only thing that we're to suffer, that's persecution. Because he said, if you live what? Godly, what will happen? You will suffer what? But he said, be of what? Good cheer. Why? I have what? Overcome the world. That means I've gotten a victory for you. So just follow my rule. Hear what I have to say. Learn my way. Learn, get a knowledge of my word. Find out who you are. Then speak the word. Many times, I've been guilty of it. When we are trying to appropriate the promises of God, we are trying to make them work. No, you just got to do it. He works the power. Faith released the power. You just got to release your faith, and he worked his power work. Amen. You don't get out there, and trying to turn your engine with your hand, trying to get it to go. You just take the key or punch the button, and it releases the power. And what happened? The engine start up. That's what faith is. Faith just release what? There. And that's why he says, faith come by hearing. Have you heard yet? Hallelujah. Isn't that good? Amen. So we are not loser. We are not people trying to make something happen. God already did it. It's already done. We just got to learn how to release. Many times we go to God and we think, if I confess hard enough, I pray hard enough, if I say this long enough, like this, I'm going to make it happen. No, really, you need to know that he's already done this, and he waited on you to come and receive it. And you need to go with the faith and attitude, I'm going to get what's mine. I'm going to get it. Father, here I come to receive what you've done for me. Isn't that good? instead of trying to think you can work up enough confession to make it work. We confess to build that word inside of us so that word can become, that's what he said, one with us, or make we become one with the word, that word become alive to us. But on God's part, it's already done. That's why we praise up front when we don't feel like it. That's why we worship. That's why we lift our hand. That's why we dance. That's why we shout. Hallelujah. We don't wait till the flesh give us permission. We do it ourselves. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. So we're talking about the holding fast to the truth of the gospel, holding fast to gospel truth, And we have and I'm going to read some of them tonight, but I want to talk about this, about the Lord. There are deception and we're going to read it. Go ahead and put up if y'all can do that. 1 Timothy 4:1. Let's read that again. And that's our. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in a latter time some shall do what? Depart from the faith. And that's what we'll want to establish, because there are some that is departing from the faith, and there are some that never been in the faith. But now you have entered into the faith. Don't you let nobody make you move. That's what we want to establish from the scripture. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. Because when you get over in that area, it'll make those kind of spirit make it convenient for you to sin, for to be disobedient, and you to be all right and do what you want to do. But you cannot be a productive child of God disobeying God and not doing what he said. What happened to disobedient children? What happened to them? Disobedient children, children that raised up to be disobedient, and then those that grow up and they obeyed pretty good while they were growing up, but now they turn from that to disobedient. You ever notice what happened to disobedient children and people? They get locked up in jail. Some of them die. Some of them suffer horrible things with sickness and disease, right? So what God is saying, if you remain obedient to my word, to who I am, I'll make sure you live a full, productive, prosper, overcoming life. I'll make sure of that. Amen. So I want to pick up here, because that's what the Spirit is saying, so we cannot be ignorant, because some that the enemy with clever words and deceptive ways come after your faith. Amen. To get you to back away. And it's real convenient. You can see it. People get, you know, you look around, it's real convenient when a little rain falls. You got an excuse. But the scripture never changed. Do not forsake to assemble yourselves together as the man of Psalm had. So you're going to let them pull you over there? And these kind of things? You have to be aware of it. Amen. So let's look at that. This is who God is. Psalm, give me Psalm 84, verse 11. Give me this in the Passion if you can. Psalm 84, verse 11. This is who God is. We're talking about the fullness, the completeness of the gospel of truth, unchanged, without a shade of trace of varying and being variableness. He just absolute truth. Absolute truth, absolute right, absolute good. So listen to this. Psalm 84, 84. For the Lord God is what? Brightness. Brighter than the brilliant of the sunrise. Wrapping himself around me like a shield. He is so generous with his gifts of grace and glory. How is he? Generous. With his what? Gifts of grace and glory. Those who walk along his path with integrity, see, a man of integrity will swear to his own hurt and what? Change not. A man of integrity won't be something in your faith and you get to the other person that's something else. Hallelujah. He said, those who walk along his path with integrity will never lack one. I want y'all to listen to this. Will never lack one thing they need. What a promise. For he provides it all. Verse 12. For he provides it all. O Lord of heaven's army, what you far fill those who forever trust in him. What is he saying? What happiness and peace and joy. You're happy. That's what he will fill you with happiness. Hallelujah. And excitement. Hallelujah. You have no dumbed down look, discouragement, depression on you, and you'll never produce it. He will fill you with euphoria, happiness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Those who forever trust in him. Not trust him one day. See, you can trust somebody one day and then change. But he said forever. Forever trust in him. This is what the prophet was talking about. It hadn't been revealed, but Jesus showed up in Bethlehem of Judea when he was born in the stable, as the scripture tell us about his new birth. Hallelujah. He was the promised one that was to come out of the Godhead, not from the group of angels, not from his group of angels that he has. But he came out of the Godhead, and he was God himself. But he came and he wrapped himself in flesh and came to the earth as a man, as a human being. Walked, talked, lived, ate, slept, just like all the rest of human beings. But he did extraordinary things because God was in him. And God was saying, and what was God saying? This is the gospel that I'm bringing to you. Hallelujah. This is the gospel. This is the good news I'm bringing to you. That you can live this kind of life. Well, there's an adversary in this earth that's been turned loose, gave a right to come in this earth by Adam transgression, high treason. I'm bringing you this good news right in the middle of all this chaos, all this violent evil, where it won't come near you. Gave you an upfront promise. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, isn't that right? Shall do what? Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is what? My refuge, my fortress, my God, in him. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisy pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feather, under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy what? Shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, the arrow that flies by day, and for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for destruction that wastes at noonday. A thousand shall do what? Fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near your dwelling. Yes, that's a promise. And he came in flesh and fulfill that promise.
Yes, sir.
Now he's waiting for you to act on it. Take hold of it. Stand on it. Don't you give in, because the enemy is the enemy and he's going to come against you, but you rise up and let him know, I know. I don't think I know. I know. Great is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, because the anointed one has made his home in me, and I'm a part of that anointed one. Hallelujah. 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 So we don't allow temptation, testers, and trial. And sometimes in this battle, in this walk of faith, we get attacked. And you know, I'm going to deviate just a little bit, but I'm coming right back to where we are. In Philippians 2, I have to find it. I didn't have this in my notes. And I'm going to read to you what Paul said as soon as I find it. I think I'm right. Philippians 2. Yes, right. Philippians 2:23. Philippians 2:23. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can give it to me in the King James. 2:23, he said, him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon that I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord also that also myself shall come shortly. I suppose it is necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that minister to my wants. Watch it. For he longed after you all and were full of heaviness. Why? Because that you heard that he had been sick. See, he got attacked during the work of God. But watch what happened. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. I'm going to tell y'all, when I got attacked, it was a strong thing. My wife and we don't talk about it, but I'm just mentioning you. Satan didn't want me to live. But look at me now. Look at God. I'm a testimony to the goodness of God.
Yes, sir.
When your blood count's supposed to be 13 and it get down to 5, you don't have much to hang on to. And that's what happened. Now your blood count's supposed to be 14, I believe. I believe that's the highest it can go. And mine got down to 5. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. But God did what? Had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me. Lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. Keep going. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation. Okay? Because for the work of who? Christ was he nigh unto death. See, the enemy didn't like what Epaphroditus was doing. He saw an open door, he tried to kill him. But God showed him, you ain't bigger than me. You can't, this is my servant. You're not going to take him out. And right at the time, I need him. I done trained him and developed him to do my work. You going to take him out right at the time? Well, I can use him. You ain't going to do that, Satan. And that's what Satan's trying to do all these years. Finally got to a place God can use me in some way that he couldn't use me in the past. And he's trying to cut my life short. Do y'all hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying? He said, because of the work of Christ, he will nigh unto death, not regarding his life. See, I was guilty of that too. to support your lack of service towards me. And he went all overboard to support his service towards me because they wasn't doing their part. Hallelujah. I go, Cora and I, my wife and I, we can tell you some story about it. The early days in the church, how we stepped out overboard because the church didn't seem, they didn't think they were able to do what they could have, but they didn't. So we stepped up and did some things, never told anybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is faithful. But thank God, y'all catching on, y'all coming on good. So don't put your life in reverse. Let's keep going for it. What do you say? Let's go for the goal. What do you say? Let's go for God's best. What do you say? Do you agree with that? Let's go for God's best. Let's do it together. Let's do it in faith. And nothing wrong with this race we in. We are the redeemed. We are the one that's been redeemed from sin and darkness. Hallelujah. And not only that, we're going to finish this race, we're going to bring others into this race in this faith, in this God kind of life. Hallelujah. Give me the next verse. Let me see. Where can I stop it? Because of the work of Christ, he went on to death, not regarding his life, to support your, see that? Lack of service toward me. That's what happened to him. Give me the next verse. Let me see. Is that the last one? Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord to write the same things to you. To me, indeed, it is not grievous, but for you, it is safe. And what he's doing, he's writing to let them know, don't you get in error now. To write this is safe, to correct you, to help you, so you can step up and do what you're supposed to do. Don't put that word in your mouth because it's cussing. And don't even let it come out, I can't. That's a cuss word. Amen? Amen. Amen. So, back to, and now my screen is done what it's not supposed to do. Come on. All right, here we are. So he said, Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. Hallelujah. I believe that's where we stopped at. We're going to pick up at. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 says, who is the image of the invisible God? I want y'all to listen to these words. Let's see here. Let me see where I am. Yeah, we're in the King James. See, it was God wrapped in flesh, and God, Jesus, was the invisible God. He, I'm going to show you something. He is the image of who? The invisible God. See, you never seen God before. You never seen, but he came and he manifests the image of the invisible God. Now watch it. He did what? He brought forth. They could see what God was like. All right. Now, and then as he came and became the image where we could see in manifestation the invisible God, he became the firstborn of every creature. What you mean? He is the firstborn of this new race that we're living in. He's the first one. No one ever. This is what I searched it out. But this is what I heard. That's what I was thinking. People died in the Old Testament. You know they died. Now, there were people that raised them from the dead, right? Somebody raised them from the dead. They're knowing that we know who did it, but God used somebody. But you know, when Jesus raised from the dead, wasn't nobody there. They went looking for him, thought that he was still there. And they said, the stone is rolled away. And they went in and the tomb is empty. Nobody went in, laid hands on him. Nobody prophesied over him. So what's the difference? Those that were raised from the dead by other was physical death. But he was raised from the dead spiritually. And he became the firstborn. This first kind of man. Never was a man raised like this one. He became the first one. And that's what Satan's trying to do, contaminate your thinking with deception, get people to go away from it because of his clever lie. But you say, no, you're too late, buddy. I've tasted the good word of God. I've tasted this life that came from heaven. The witness of the Holy Spirit bears witness with my spirit that this is the truth and nothing else. Hallelujah. And so let me finish it. For in him were all things created. Did we get the other? Did we finish the other verse? 15? Let's go to 16. Thank you. For in him were all, listen to it now. For in him were how many? How many things? Now why are you going to give up your faith, your believing, your source, your life, your strength for something that twisted the truth and he can't create anything? He's a created being just like you. God is the only source, only being that exists that was not created. God always has been, and God always will be. Lucifer, Gabriel, Micah, they all were created angels or being archangels. They had a beginning. All the other angels that God has with him, I don't know their name, but they got names. They were created beings. All humanity, from Adam to you, were created beings. Hello? God is the only one. Do you think a clever, that's the wrong word. You think a wise, eternal God like that gonna create something, gonna rise up and overtake him and overthrow his kingdom? Come on now. So what I want to drive home to you and me, there's no other one to look to. He is the true and living God that nothing will never stop him. And he have joined you and me through the new birth to join him and become a part of him and become the body of Christ in this earth to proclaim and carry and tell and show and manifest these truths to the people that don't know, because he's trying to cleverly deceive people and make them turn. See, Satan knows. He knows he's already judged. He already knows where he's going. He knows that. But he's so mean, so cruel, so low down, ungodly, wicked. He's trying to destroy anybody, everybody can. He really trying to get at God, but he's wasting his time. But he know better. He tried one time to go up against God, but he found that, I better not try that again. He got a licking. And that he'll never forget. Amen. You don't want to run into the power of God. And God knows, and he knows everything. Now, why he put him out in outer space, I don't know. But he kicked him out of the kingdom. He left and God did it in a way that Satan has never tried to return again, that I know of, that I read about. So when God created the earth, he figured that he could find somebody that was inferior or somebody vulnerable. That's a better word. So he went up to Eve. And Adam should have stood up and stopped it when Eve was giving in to it. He was right there. And he allowed him in this earth. And because Adam allowed Satan and all his demons in this earth, hello, God had to respect it because he gave it to him. If I give you my car and the keys and the title, You can pick up who you want to. I have to respect that because I gave it to you.
Amen.
Come on. Can you agree with that? So God had to respect that because he gave this earth to Adam, gave Adam dominion over this earth. It was his earth, but he gave him dominion and told him, I fix this earth that'll give you anything you need, everything you need. Hallelujah. I fix this earth so it will give you whatever you call for that it'll bring it for. All you got to do is call for it. But Adam allowed this outlaw, and now Adam no longer with God. Death has separated him from God. How many of you out there, and you're separated from God? You better get John up tonight. How many of you viewing us tonight on live stream? Streaming. You're separated from God. That's the wrong place to be. When God has sent the answer, and all you got to do is believe, and I'm giving you some information so you can believe. I'm giving you truth from the Word of God so you can believe. Hallelujah. And all you got to do is say, I believe. And I receive. You're born again. I mean, we go through all them other things, but he said, with the heart, man believeth. With the mouth, confession is made. That's the two things. He said, with the heart, you believe. With the mouth, confession made. I believe. Well, you just confess what you believe. I believe that Jesus is my Savior. And that life is imparted to you quicker than I can snap my finger. Hallelujah. Then you get in the one, in the Word that had life. Don't go to something else. Get in the Word that he had written down. The manual for your life. You get in it and you start reading, feeding, and devouring it and receiving it. Receive this life so you can get instruction from the Word of God. Don't just grab up some magazine or what you see somebody else is doing. Hallelujah. And that's why we who are mature saints should get the baby because they don't know what to do. Come on. Hallelujah.
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 Are we communicating tonight?
Yes,
for in him by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. See that? Everything God did it. So why are you gonna leave the Creator and go to an outlaw? Through deception, giving you all these promises. I feel good, yeah. You can feel good walking with God. But the only thing about your feeling good walking with him going to turn into a disaster. It's going to turn into a disaster. Oh, you feel good now, but just keep on following him. After a while, your feeling good going to be bad, bad, bad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so he said, visible and invisible, whether it be what? Thorns, dominion, principality, power, all things were created by him and what else? He created everything by, everything he created by him and for him. Lucifer made that choice. God didn't tell him to do that. He made that choice that he'll come against God. Are you going to make that choice? Are you going to make that choice? Are you going to let your flesh and the devil in this world make you turn away from God? After hearing the truth, I understand nobody will tell the people that haven't heard it. Now you're hearing it. Are you going to turn away from God? Or are you going to go after him? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, everything was created for God. And that's why he putting Satan away where he can't get back to God. Hell was created for Satan and his fallen angels. Not for you. Not for humanity. But unfortunately, many didn't believe. He gave them a choice. He redeemed everybody. He paid the sin debt for every person that would breathe on this earth. But many have made the choice. I don't want you, Jesus. I'm going to live my own life. I'm going to live it the way I want to. That's why we bring it up, and we got to teach the people that them know, so young people know there's a better way of life. Because, see, Satan is pushing it real hard now. You can choose what you want to be. No, God didn't know what he was doing. That's what you're really saying. When he made you a male, he didn't know what he was doing. So if you want to be a female, go ahead and be one. Hello? Hello? No, that ain't right. That's not right at all. He said, I'm the Lord, I change not. What I've said is the truth, and I'm not going to change it. Amen. Jesus Christ, what? The same when? Yesterday, today. What did Jesus do when he came here? What did he talk about? Did he talk about you can be what you want to be and live like you want to live? No, he brought us truth from heaven, from the kingdom of God, from the very throne of God. This is what God sent me to do, to redeem you and bring you into this truth. Amen. So you can live this kind of life all, what? The days of your life. Not some days, all the day. This truth can be embedded in your heart, becoming a treasure chest for you to draw from, and a treasure chest field that will never draw out or never be emptied. Hallelujah. And so he said, next verse. And he is before what? How much proof do you need? Which, have you read any proof from Mohammed manuals? And then he able to bag it up to the T. God bags up all his promises. He is before all things, and by him all things consist or exist or brought forth. It has its beginning with him. And he is the head of the body. Who is the head? Jesus is the head of the body, the church. Who is the what? The beginning. The firstborn from the dead. See, this is what I was talking about earlier. It says it right there. He was the firstborn from the dead. He's the first man that was born again spiritually from the dead. Jesus said out of his own mouth, he knew who he was. And he said out of his own mouth in John Gospel. I don't have the verse and chapter, but you can look it up. He in my thinking right now. But he said out of his own mouth, no man takes my life. I had the power to lay it down, and I got the power to take it up, and he proved it, that he was God. He is God. He always will be God. Hallelujah. And so he said, he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things, how many things? Come on, talk to me. So you don't have nothing. He said that in all things, he might have the preeminent first place. You don't get to choose what you want to do once you come to the kingdom of God. You choose to obey. Because he created a perfect life for you. I said he created a perfect life. You can't improve on it. It's so perfect. So complete. I'm going to read a little further because I was going to stop there. Go to the next verse. Ooh, glory to God. For it pleased the Father. What? Who did it please? It pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. In who? In Jesus. That all the fullness of God dwell. And give me the other part of it. And having made peace through the blood of his cross. How did he make peace? Through the blood of his cross. By him to do what? Reconcile. Bring back all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be what? Things in earth or things in heaven. I'm going to read what I read this morning. Give me Ephesians chapter 3, verse, I think I can do it with 17, 18, and 19. Give me Ephesians chapter 3 in the Amplified Classic. The Amplified Classic, please. If not, I'm going to have to pull it up. Now listen to it. My, May Christ, through your faith, actually do what? Dwell, settle down, abide, and make his what? Permanent home where? In your hearts. May you be what? Rooted deep in love. And what? Founded securely on love. Okay? That you may have what? The power available to you. And you, that's what the power, see, the power, see, when you use your faith, power is available to you. That you may have the power and be strong to apprehend. What is apprehend? Anybody know? It take hold, grasp, take hold. I apprehend this, I got a hold to it. I got a hold to this. You may apprehend this truth he is about to speak. Apprehend and grasp. With all the saints, God-devoted people, the experience of that love. What is the what? Breadth, the length, the height, the depth of it. Here we go. That you may really come to know. That's what he wants. You remember the first chapter of Ephesians? I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. He wants you to come to know. And so you won't be moved. Nothing will move you once you know these truths, because there's no other truth to know. All the rest of them are deception and lies. They'll be judged for their, what they done against God. Hallelujah. So don't think you can live your life the way you want to. You learn, you come to the man, you learn how to live your life the way he had designed it for you to live. And you say, yes, Lord. So that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourself. See, he wants you to experience this for yourself. Don't be going on my experience. Well, Pastor Jones said, you need to go and experience this for yourself. The love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. See, you don't have a knowledge of Christ. This love surpassed this knowledge, far surpassed this knowledge without experience. You never experienced the love of Christ. You can't talk about it. Or you can talk about fleshy thing. That's all you can talk about. Because you haven't experienced this divine love, this agape love. You can't talk about it. Because you don't know about it. You just got human love, natural human love. That's all you have. And it'll turn in hate overnight. It will. I love you, baby. I love you. Next thing you know, I want to shoot you down. So without experience, that you may be, listen to this, that you may be filled through all your being until all the fullness of God may have what? The richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with who? God himself. Not another. Not a theory. Not a religion. Not a philosophy. But filled with God himself. And who can mess with that? I'm filled with God. And I'm yield to his will, whatever he said. That's why Jesus, couldn't nobody mess with Jesus, because he did everything the Father said. He wants you to come to that place where you can hear him, where you can hear his voice, get a revelation, an understanding of his word, that when he speaks, you do. And you won't be uncertain. You won't be across the straddle of the fence. You know, he wants you to come to know, because you're so full of God, you don't hear nothing else. Yeah, none of us are there tonight, but we can get there, because he put it in there for us to get there. Huh? Why? Because his spirit lives on the inside of us. So why are we going to let somebody else bring another gospel? I get to it the next time. I thought I would get to all that, but Lord Jesus, thank you. Paul wrote it. Paul said, nobody taught this to me. That's why they tried to beat him, stone him, shipwreck him. That snake got snake bitten, did everything. That never moved. It never moved him because he knew he had the truth and nothing could overcome the truth. Amen. That's what we want to get, that our faith become that solid, that strong, growing exceedingly, that nothing moves us. So many saints got shook up over COVID. It too shall pass, what I said. Look at it. It too shall pass. Look at it. The flu, when the epidemic flu and all the different kind of flu, they passed, didn't they? It too shall pass because this truth will last. It'll never run out. It'll never become not true because it is the truth. And all the other things that blow up, show up in this earth, you and I should never be moved by this. Just keep on doing what we're doing. Amen. Do what? Keep on doing what we're doing. But sometimes you and I, we get a little lazy on the job. And we'll mess around and do something. I'm tired tonight, so who got you tired? Or you working for the Lord when you got tired? You should think about those excuses when you're making them. God, I didn't do this, so I'm pressing my way. Huh? I'm pressing my way. You didn't do this. I wasn't doing your work when I got this way. And then I'm going to make an excuse for not obeying you. Isn't that something? No, you didn't do this, Lord. So, body, you just might want to shape up because we're going. We're doing. We're saying. We're confessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For the joy of the Lord is my.